Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. It's Friday night, March the 21st, 2014. And, of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. Peace and greetings. I see everyone getting themselves situated. You guys are getting yourself situated on the phone lines. Want to give the call-out number for this evening and always for the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked in. It's going to get you right locked into the remix, and so you can bring yourself on over and join us in the forum. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. It's so good to have you joining us here live in the house tonight as well. If you're an international listener and you're out there listening and you want to come on over and maybe join us on the phone lines, you can do that as well. And it's a couple of ways that you can do that. So let me give you those instructions. One of the things that you can actually do is you can Skype in. So you can just Skype in, go to the Remix Radio page and Skype in. That's going to get you locked in. That's one way. The other way is that you can dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in. How's everybody feeling on this beautiful Friday evening or Saturday morning, depending on what part of the world you're in? How's everyone doing and everyone feeling? I see you guys in the chat room. I do want to get you guys, let you know the chat room is open. And how you can get yourself over, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and that's going to get you nice and locked in. It's going to get you into the remix. The remix family is there. They'll make you feel right at home and welcome. If you're a guest, it's just a couple of things that you need to do. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and you can participate in the chat as well. I want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of the remix shows, and by the way, it's well over 600 remix shows, are all available on demand. That's right. The remix is available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you need to get it. You can get it. Just heard some crazy noise. That's all. So peace and greetings to you guys. So good to have everybody in the house tonight. I want to give a big shout out to all of you out there, especially all of you who participated. Big ups to all the priestess out there. Participated in the very special event that was put on from the priestess as well. That was on Facebook where we were doing a detox, and not only through food, doing a detox, but really every single area of your life, and they were sharing all of their magical potions and tips and all kinds of things that you can begin to do to bring yourself in alignment at this very, very important time of the year. So much love to all the sisters out there. They worked really, really hard, and everything was very well received. And I received all of you guys' messages and everything. So much love to you guys out there. So peace and love, everybody. Also, got to give the shout out for Self-Invested. That's right. I have a lot of brothers and sisters who are self-invested, a lot of new members coming on board, and I just definitely want to thank you guys. We'll be doing the class this weekend, part two, an astro walk around the zodiac with God, and we'll have Brother Bilal joining us from Bilal the Experience as well. He was on the remix last week. If you guys did not catch that share, you definitely want to go back and download. Well, you guys, we're just kind of warming up the mic tonight, joining us in the forum, certainly no strangers to the remix and a part of the remix family as well. We have the Forgotten Foods, the brother and sister of Forgotten Foods, going to be here sharing some spiritual science with us this evening as we talk about this time of sort of new beginnings and really the opportunity for us to spring ourselves into action and to clear out the clutter and just begin to get ourselves, get our energy up, get it nice and charged up, and take care of those things within ourselves. So we're going to have an amazing share here tonight, and it's so good to have you guys. Everything is available in the show notes as well. If you want to figure out, you don't know about the Forgotten Foods, this is a great time, before we welcome them on, that you go back and click the link inside the show notes that tells you exactly how to go to the website, www.theforgottenfoods.com is how you're going to get there. Everything is in the show notes, so you'll be able to go to forgottenfoods.com. So www.theforgottenfoods.com is how you're going to get there. And they have lots of goodies that you'll be hearing about here tonight. We're going to be sharing that. But, of course, we're going to dance. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to dance. And, just a lot of great things going on, just some beautiful energy that is out there, and just happy to be here in the place to be with you guys. I want to invite you to join us over on the Remix Radio page over on Facebook. All you have to do is click like, and you'll be able to hear that. I see the international listeners. Amsterdam is in the house. The UK is in the house. Canada is in the house. We have Japan in the house listening live. Belize is in the house. We have parts of Africa listening live, as well as Germany listening live, Italy listening live, and quite a few other countries. So shout out to all of our international listeners all over the world. It's always a very special treat for you guys to be in the house tonight. And this is a great night to ask questions. You know, tonight we're going to be talking about healing. And what I so love about the Forgotten Foods is just their unique way of how they begin to bring about this healing modality, which is ancient science. It is about understanding these ancient principles as they come out of Chinese herbs and Chinese medicine. So we'll get to hear the story, see their very special connection, what makes them different, what really sets them apart for a lot of things that are out there on the market. They have some amazing products out there. I use the Forgotten Foods, and I know many of the Remix listeners as well. And there's a lot of opportunity now, and this is the time. You know, often we think about winter as being that very, very special time that we need to kind of ramp our bodies up and get things in place. But I want you to take a look at this in a couple of different ways. Not only is winter a great time to really take care of yourself, but how about we do it all the time? How about we become proactive in taking care of our health and really raising our levels to bring us the highest frequencies into our bodies and bringing ourselves the best food that is available on the planet. Because that's right, tonight we're going to be talking about foods. And so even though we are typically thinking of this as herbs and tonics, but it literally is food. And not only does this food feed your body, but it also feeds your spirit. And so that's what we're going to be getting into, the well-being of who you are, the being, the divine being that you are. All right, you guys. Well, speaking of that, other highlight news that's going on for well-beings out there. Did you guys know that Michael Vick is going to be playing for the New York Jets? Imagine that. Don't ever count a brother out. Don't ever count a brother out. He's going to be going to the Jets, and you guys know how I feel about Michael Vick. I think he kind of got dealt a real sucky rap. I'm still a fan of Michael Vick. So I just kind of wanted to drop that news on you guys. All right, well, let's get ready. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. I got my Buddha cup right here beside me as I continue to sip on that here. And then we're going to get up and kind of move around a little bit, see what's going on out there, just some amazing things going on, and would love to hear from each and every one of you tonight as we get into the share. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked in to the remix. It's going to get you locked in here. Yeah. I guess I got to put the Buddha cup down. I can't get to Baby Blue. So here we go. Here we go.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true, so true. If nothing else moves you, life will. So now we're going to get ready to hear this song. And it speaks to what we're going to be talking about tonight and kind of where we are. This has a lot to do with kind of the mood that's kind of going on for everyone out there. Lots of earthquakes going on. Lots of earthquakes going on around. And just energy, as always, moving around in the cosmos. And so when we're aware of that, then we can be aware of what's happening within inside of us, because that is the true reflection. Oh, let's see. So here we go, everyone. Enjoy these sweet vibes as we get ready to welcome our brother, Brother Baratunde, and Sister Mayat as they come on from the Forgotten Foods. They are herbal masters in their own right and doing some beautiful, amazing things.
Up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh yeah. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. suffer and who catch all
the hell.
They'll have so very long before their judgment day.
Oh.
So won't you make them happy before they pass away?
My mind building on skyscrapers and acres. He said, take us back to where we belong. I try to write a song as sweet as the Psalms. So I'm the type to bear arms and wear my heart on my sleeve. Even when I fell in God, I believe. Read the days and weave through the maze. And the seas are so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are aging. Earthquakes, wars and rumors. I want us to survive, but we more than consumers. We more than shooters, more than looters. Created in His image, so God lives through us. And even in this generation, living through computers, only love can reboot us.
Oh,
come on,
wake up everybody, no more secrets in bed.
Oh, wake up everybody, yeah.
Cause I need a little help,
I can't do it alone.
Oh, I need a little help, yeah.
Ah, yes, everyone. Welcome to the remix and wake up, everybody. That was John Legend, of course, The Roots, Melanie, and of course, Common, just kind of taking their version on Wake Up, Everybody. And definitely, this is a beautiful day to wake up, beautiful day, night, wake up, and so fitting for our brother and sister who's going to be joining us here live in the forum tonight. From the Forgotten Foods, Remembered. So let's go ahead and bring them on. Peace and greetings to you. Peace and greetings.
Greetings, family. How are you, Miss Lou?
Greetings, my family, Brother Boston Day. How you doing?
Yes, wonderful. How are you guys? I know you got some busy times going on for you. So I want to start out by first sharing with everyone who you are, and then let us know your schedule, because you guys are all over the planet, like literally.
You say you want to start off with where we are?
Yes, you can let everybody know where you are. Tell us, we have a lot of new listeners. Tell them about you, and we can go from there.
Okay, well, right now we're in New York City at the New Life Expo, which is at the Hotel Pennsylvania.
Hotel Pennsylvania, right next to the Madison Square Garden.
Yes,
beautiful.
And that event is taking place all weekend. A lot of high vibratory frequency energy here. It's where a lot of people who are not sleeping in bed are. But we shared who we are before. We will continue to share who we are. We have a ministry, and our ministry is the wellness and bringing to our family the best of the best as it pertains to those things, those foods, those medicines that are needed for this day and time that we're in right now. We talk about, I heard earlier sharing with everybody, Miss Blue, about what separates us from everybody else in the business.
Yes.
And for the most part, it's the fact that we're not a commercial product. There's nothing commercial about who we are and what we do. And in fact, you know, we like to share with people that we're perhaps one of the few businesses that was not created with profit motivation. You know, this was 100% about how do we make the most potent products possible for our families. And that's what Bartume, the herbalist, had in his head when we first began, or when he first began making these tonics for our family. And as a result of sharing them with our friends and our family, our extended family, our community, they insisted that we bring them to the market, insisted that we make them available for people, because they were having such profound testimony from them.
Beautiful, beautiful.
We like to share that aspect, because typically when people are on their journey, and we're finding more and more people are being turned on and are coming out of that slumber, that sleeping in the bed that we just came through. They're coming out of that slumber. And when you come out of that slumber, basically you're like, okay, I know I got to get back to nature. I know wherever it is that I'm on this road, this path, it's got to connect me closer to Mother Nature. And then you find yourself typically in a health food store. And if you go into your basic health food store, there's so many commercial products. There's so much to choose from. Where do you begin, and what do you trust, and why? And therein lies where knowing the forgotten foods and understanding that underneath at the heart of it is the fact that there's a lot of love and a lot of patience
and persistence and care and unconditional love, my darling.
The main thing is
time. Time is one of the most crucial ingredient in the formulation, because nothing becomes in the market unless it's like 13 moons old, and that whole aging process is very critical, because it really changes the character and the efficacy of the formula because Mother Nature has a way of putting her magic, her divine powers into these formulations, because it's not boiled, it's not fried, you know. I mean, it's made with love, and so there's no rushing process with it, because everything under the sun takes time to grow, and so don't these formulas. Like the best vintage wines are aged with time, and the same type of love and work and patience that goes into these formulas is the same way these high end famous wines are made the same way. So basically, we love what we do. We really do. And we embrace. We love our work so much. And Miss Boo, we love you so much in your show. We drove 17 hours to New York. We did an 8-hour show. And we're here talking to your family because we love you so much.
And I truly, truly love you guys as well. And I'm very thankful for our connection. And it definitely has helped me on my path and growing, and many of the Remix listeners all over the world as well, too. So I definitely thank guys. I know you're doing a lot of moving around, and we're going to talk about that. So you guys can get to hear all of those goodies, too, as well. I want you both to speak to us about what is the forgotten foods. What is that?
The forgotten foods. Well, there's a lot of different ways to answer that. One of the things that people ask us a lot is where did that come from? You know, the forgotten foods remembered in particular.
Yeah.
And we feel like it actually came to us. We didn't choose the name. The name chose us. We don't even have a clear memory of where it came from, when it came, how it came. It just was. And I know it sounds kind of strange, but
no,
it's true.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, good. I do know who I'm speaking with, right?
Yeah.
But the part of it that we do remember is the remembered. We knew that with the forgotten foods, it was important for us to know that it's time to remember that our foods and our medicines must be products of the earth. And we've become so processed and so commercial, and everything is so not Mother Nature, that we wanted the word sound remembered in there, because this is the time for the great remembering. You know, people are being turned on and stimulated. They're remembering that there's something more to the food than what it is that we're getting. They're trying to erase our memory of what real food tastes like. I mean, when's the last time you've had a real tomato, a real cucumber? I'm not talking about, I still remember, and really and truthfully, when we're at home in Belize, where, you know, all of the food that supply that we get there, we don't have to worry about the GMOs like we do here. Yeah. We still have 25 seeds in a lemon, and we still have, you know, the seeds in oranges and grapes, you know, all of the natural ways. So because they're erasing our memory, the imprint of how Mother Nature had designed it, the most important part of our name is remembered. It's time to remember, everybody.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so exactly explain to someone, we have tons of new listeners out there, but explain exactly about what you offer, the foods that you offer, because they are foods.
Okay. We have a product line that speaks to the cells in our body. At the end of the day, when we eat anything, when we chew and swallow, the real idea behind chewing and swallowing our food is the nourishment of the cells, the regenerating of the cells. Well, this is what that is totally. It goes straight to the cells. It feeds the tissues. It feeds the bloodstream. And as a result, it's about maintenance and prevention. These are wild, in many cases, organic essences that come from nature, that are put in these formulas, that are made into formulas, also added with alchemical processes. And when I say alchemical processes, I'm saying Bartume the herbalist, and I watch him, and I actually marvel at my own husband, because he really is engaged in it on the spiritual level. It's not just, okay, let me go, you know, like you just go bake a cake and put it in the oven. If there happens to be some energy in the house that doesn't please him, or if you know, his energy is not 100%, he won't even go into the lab and bring these out to everybody. He will go as long as it takes before he brings it to us. So when you get something, it has been really approved by Baratunde the herbalist, and I have to say he has very, very high standards as it pertains to the quality of these herbal substances. Yeah. So it's really cell food. When you say what is it, you know, it's cell food as God has intended it, and I know we are all aware that when we sit down to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there's virtually no nutrition on the plate anymore.
Yes.
There is, between the GMO takeover, the genetically modified foods, between the fact that the earth here, the soil here in America, no longer has the mineral base that's necessary to go into the plants, because as you remember in science class or if we were ever exposed to it at all, the truth is that plants don't manufacture their own minerals. So if the minerals are not in the soil, they're not in the plant. And here in America, because they don't deal with crop rotation and they don't replenish the soil, they're just about getting the product to the marketplace and hoping that a kale looks like a kale and a broccoli looks like a broccoli, and we have no way of knowing on the outside that there are no minerals in this food that we've been eating. So you have people like myself who have been vegan for over 30 years, who have peers who also have been on a particular walk of consciousness as it pertains to diet, and they're losing their hair, they're losing their teeth, they're losing their health, and a lot of it is due to the fact that all of these years we thought that the minerals were in the plants when in fact they weren't and still are not. So we're dealing with a lot of dis-ease on the planet right now. I'm sure everybody listening knows someone, many ones who are suffering right now. And a lot of it boils down to the fact that we're deficient of so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Talk about where do you get your plants from? You talked about the soil here in America and how we don't have we don't have the nutrients and the minerals that can support these particular herbs. So where do you guys harvest these unique plants from?
Well, I'm a planetary herbal alchemist.
Yes.
So our herbs coming from around the globe. There's only one Earth Mother, and so she allows me to utilize her tools and her children to formulate our formulations. We got herbs from China, we got herbs from Hawaii, we got herbs from Africa, from South America. Globally, they're all over, you know, and some from the U.S. But primarily. My reishi, so my herbs come from the Chengba Mountains. The Chengba Mountains is in the northern Julian province of China, up in the pristine mountains of the Manchurian Mountains called Chengba. This is where the earth is protected and pristine, and when they had a volcano up there, and all the iron ore and all the minerals from the earth shot up to the earth and laid back down on top of the already pristine mineralized soil. So all these herbs are very, very sacred and very highly rich in nutrition, and still today is very much protected. So, yeah, the Chengba Mountains. So a lot of some of our other herbs are sourced, and those are organic and kosher certified. So, so when these formulations come together in time, I want our cells to feel it immediately.
And
so
you do.
You can't have that type of thank you. Yeah. You can't have that type of response from herbs that are either inferior quality or just chemical based, you know. So as the connoisseur, I'm very selective, extremely selective about quality of the herbs that I get.
And he is too, y'all.
Yeah.
So you know what I want for my immediate family is what I want for my extended family as well. So I don't like to substitute anything but quality. Because we are a 10-year-old company and we are in 34 countries globally, no marketing, no advertising, just word of mouth and growing. Thanks to you, Miss Blue.
Oh, beautiful blessing. That is is beautiful to know that you guys have reached that mark. I will, as we get later in this show and we start to talk about the products, I will definitely share you guys my forgotten food experience, if you guys don't already know. And many of you, I know, will be calling in to share what you love as well, too, about all of the product lines, because they are simply amazing. I want to talk about something that you guys said earlier, and I think this is really, really good for people to know, is that this is something, even if you kind of take good care of yourself and you have a clean diet and you're working out, this is not medicine for sick people. And the reason I want to say that is because sometimes we only tend to think we need things when something has gone wrong, and that's not the case. Even though if you're having things like skin problems, digestive problems, circulatory problems, joint conditions, maybe a sleep disorder or mood disorder, colds and flus, or have some sort of infection or some urinary tract infection or dealing with anxiety or some of these conditions that in everyday life when we have stress, we get combated with these things. This can also help you to bring yourself back into harmony and into balance, your body as well. But even if you don't have anything going on, this is good for that too. And I want you to talk more, if you could, Brother Baratunde, about how plants can transfer information into our bodies, like on a subatomical level, and then your spiritual process that you put into it, burying it, keeping it in the soil for 13 moons or more, and why that is so significant, and how, as an herbalist, that just intensifies the energy that goes into everything.
Absolutely. Well, throughout the years, I have developed to learn and understand the language of the plant. So a lot of my directions come from the divine powers in the plant, from being sensitive to the voice of spirit of the plant. And in conjunction, of course, with my knowledge, I read the books, you know, I studied with herbal masters, but my true connection and relationship is with plant spirit. And that's it's a big difference, you know. So when you have that relationship, with Earth Mother, she will talk to you, she'll protect you, she'll keep you warm, she'll feed you, and she will teach you the secrets of the divine powers of the plants, and teach you how to work with them. So that's where my edge comes in at, just like the late great George Washington Carver.
Yes,
he had that same gift. So I'm still a student of nature and learning every single day, but it's important for me to incorporate all the sciences that come before me. Herbalism is a science and an art, and so I listen to them, and they tell me exactly how they want to be shifted. Energetically, the earth has its own frequency in the earth. Toning, Tibetan bells have their own toning frequency. My qigong that I infuse into formers have a frequency. Prayer has a frequency. Music has a frequency. Magnetism has a frequency, and the crystals have a frequency. So it's just knowing how to work all those energies together to be infused into the tonics in their own proper time, with time. So I noticed when I work my particular qigong energy into them, they respond.
Yes.
They really respond.
You can see them. It's almost like magic, almost. Mm-hmm.
So we did a you remember, of course you do. Wayne Chandler.
Of course, that's Wayne, how we made our connection. Brother Wayne was just recently on the show too. Yes.
Right. So he came up to New York. We were doing a show with Montauk Chia, and Wayne came down, and when he came to our booth,
He said, looking around the room, the wall, he says, Bartunde, your energy and your chi and your talk, the energy is bouncing off the walls. So that let me know that the instruction that was given me for the plants, for the tonics, it has worked. And it continued to harmonize, and the frequency continued to augment themselves. So every time I go near my formalizers, I either put my hand out toward them to let them know that I'm connecting with them. So I do have my means of relationships and connecting to put my spirit into them, as well as their spirit goes into me as well.
Tell them how the plants are very much like us.
Oh, yeah. And then it's true. And when you have that relationship with plant spirit and understand that they are just like us.
Yes.
They breathe. They drink water. They eat food. They have a color. They have a face. They have an odor. They have children. They die. They protect. They love music. They love rain. They love the sun. They don't like the cold. They can hide. And it goes on and on. Doesn't
yes.
that sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah. So what happens, Ms. Blue, when they know that, that you know that they relate like that, and then they come into your zone while you come into their zone, and a communication starts to happen.
Right.
Yes.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it happens, you know, and it's amazing. And then a lot of times when we leave our home for an extended period of time, all my plants get so sad. They get so sad. And then when we come back, less than 5 minutes, I walk towards them and they just perk back up. Daddy's home. Daddy's home.
It's so
yes.
true.
Yes.
Everybody in the house marvels at that phenomenon.
So it's a relationship. It's a relationship, you know, and it's not me. I'm just a vessel. I am just a vessel, and I allow nature flows through me, and it allows me to wake up the suspended state of the plant. And they just do what they do, and I'm just a vessel to help my people, you know. And I just love what I do, and I'll continue to do the best that I can do, and remain with open ears and spirit to bring forth these phenomenal tonics for you by capturing the universal life force. And I thank you for your trust and having faith in what we do. And it's getting better and better and better. And in regards to not just for sick people,
yeah.
it's for everybody. And just
yeah.
like, it's kind of like embracing your own life assurance.
Mm.
We drive our car, we got a spare tire in our car. Why? Because we got a flat. We have home insurance. We have fire insurance. We have dental insurance. We have health insurance. We have life insurance. Why not health assurance?
Yes. Yes.
So that's what Forgotten Food is for your life assurance. And I always continue to tell people it costs you less to stay healthy and costs you more to get healthy. So embrace it now. It's very imperative you embrace it now. Maybe you're not feeling the aches and pains, but that's when the time that you're supposed to embrace.
There's
a time to embrace it now to fortify your wellness, to fortify your wellness so you can stay on top of your game.
See, one of the things is that allopathic medicine does not put a price. It doesn't even put an educational value on prevention or maintenance. There is nothing there you're going to get that is going to prevent you from getting dis-ease or maintaining wellness. There's nothing there for that. Their focus is specifically, primarily around the sick care industry. They're interested in how to move you from your sick condition. Our platform, though, is that in truth, if you stand on a wellness platform as opposed to a sick care, a wellness platform, then your objective is maintenance. And when you live a lifestyle of maintenance, in there is prevention, so that,
yeah,
you know, your body does not have to pray victim to the various diseases. Everybody I know, without fail, has some family member that is truly fighting for their lives right now, truly dealing with dis-ease on a very deep systemic level. And that's a whole nother conversation, by design, and I'm not trying to go there tonight, but I'm real clear that all of us have got to assume complete responsibility for understanding that I can maintain my wellness. I can ensure that I prevent these things from happening to me. And in a world as toxic as the world that we live in, it is important to understand how to get these toxins out the body, how yes. to feed the cells so that the cells replicate healthy cells and not disease cells, which we all know what disease that is.
Yes, and so, you know, you said something really, really important here, and I want you to touch on this because this is important too, especially during this time of the year, because it's so many different detox programs going on and people detoxing their body. And I want to talk about that and how we can better educate ourselves and support ourselves for that. Because typically what happens is sometimes we can detox our bodies and we can become sick and ill. And it's not necessarily from the detox, but it is from the minerals and things that our body is lacking. And I mm-hmm. wanted you to speak to that from a nutritional value about making sure that we have the things in us before we get ready to embark on maybe a long-term detox or change our diet completely.
That's important. That's important because, as you just got finished saying, a lot of us get so zealous. We just dive into it, not realizing that the body has not been prepared for this long-distance journey. And especially if it's an extended fast, anything beyond 3 days, you know, and into weeks, you really do need to fundamentally prepare your body for that so that you don't, you know, have to experience what we call a healing crisis. Sometimes now, in truth, there's so much toxicity, you can't bypass a healing crisis. And sometimes people think that they're actually getting worse and not better. But in truth, that's oftentimes a sign that you are getting better because you have to take those 2 steps backwards to take the 3 forward. So, you know, I maintain that if a person is truly wanting to be on this walk, they'll take every aspect of it seriously and really take it on as a life journey, not just a little trend, not just a little fast that you're going through because it happens to be spring equinox. This is a way of life. We have got to change the way we live, the way we think, the way we eat, the way we love. All of that is everything is up for reassessment right now, all of it. Because we're seeing that life as we have lived it these last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 plus years has not rewarded us with the kind of health status that we deserve. So it's all up for a reassessment right now, all of it. And I'm saying even the ones that have been on, you know, a particular life path that they felt has been superior, if it has not led you to the results that you're looking for, have no problems assessing it. I'm doing it. I'm in the laboratory with my own self.
Everybody always doing it.
It's the laboratory. That's right.
Beautiful, beautiful. The Forgotten Foods, you guys, www.theforgottenfoods.com. You definitely want to go there and check out the website. I do want to open up the phone lines. I know you guys are here, and we're very thankful that you've taken this time to come on the phone to speak with us tonight in the remix. And I see some callers that are there as well, too. I definitely want to kind of take a couple of calls. We're going to talk more about what's going on in Belize with you guys. We're going to talk about some of the products and really just kind of go from there. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looked like from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Latif. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
Hi, the question that I have is, if you're going to start a raw food diet, what direction should you start with? Like, how would you start it?
Well, I would personally consider one of our products that we have that is the Emerald Greens 10th Power.
Oh, yeah.
We recommend that for everybody, children, elders, everybody, because it is a complete nutritional system. And as we've been talking all night about ourselves being deficient on so many levels, it's important that we start the journey acknowledging that our cells have not been being fed as they needed to, and that whatever journey you're on, you want to begin that with a nutritional foundation. As an example, we may have someone, a woman that may be suffering from cramps or menopause or just heavy menstruation. So we may recommend Sacred Womb. It would be Sacred Womb with the Emerald Green. It may be someone who may be suffering from arthritis, and we may recommend the AJSP formula for that. But it would be the AJSP plus the Emerald Green and Power. So it's the fundamental building blocks that your body needs to repair itself on every level. So when you talk about the fast, you want to get your body to a particular place so that you're out of danger, or that your body is still getting the nutrition that it needs, even though you aren't taking in the bulk fiber and the heavy foods that come with daily, ordinary eating. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So I'm recommending, you know, that you start a journey recognizing that your cells have needs. You don't want to start a fast and you're already deficient. So it's a good place to start. This spring, we're springing into that part of the year where spring cleaning takes place, not only in your home, but how about inside your home where you live?
Yes, Abby, first place. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Yeah, so at the end of the day, it becomes very important for us to acknowledge that the, you know, that the sales come first. We want to make sure that whatever we're doing, and that's why we recommend the Emerald Greens on any fast, unless, of course, you feel you need just pure water. I see less and less people doing water fast, you know, just the water. You know, most of the time, you know, if you know, they're done with lime or lemon or, you know, various herbs that will gently assist you through that process. This is also a good time to consider a parasite purge. And we also have a formula called Kryptonite. Kryptonite will handle those terrible creatures that we call parasites inside our body. That's another good formula to take during this time. We do that at least two times a year. So,
okay.
You know, right. So,
because
yeah,
I'm actually
go ahead.
Because I'm actually detoxing now, And I do it for 21 days, and it's juice good. And smoothies. So I was thinking about, you know, doing the raw food. Because I'm a vegetarian, but I was wanting to try the raw food for a while.
Oh, raw foods, in fact, that's even an easier ride. And you do get the detoxing effect, you know, even though you may still be, you know, eating. I just recommend that you deal more with the plants. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's just like we have a lot of starchitarians, you know, people who think that they're vegetarians, but in truth, they eat more starch than they do vegetables. Well, you know, we see that, you know, also, you know, with the raw food, you know, there's a lot of foods that aren't necessarily plants that may qualify as raw. So, you know, people get a little overwhelmed, you know, with the, you know, with you know, some of the nuts and some of the grains and so forth. When, you know, if you're doing it for detox purposes, just kind of stick to the plant, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. You still there? I think maybe.
Oh, I'm as our guest from Georgia still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, so did I answer your question, beloved?
Yes. Yes, I have it.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How y'all doing? This is Tiffany. Yep. How are y'all?
Greetings, Tiffany.
Hi.
Greetings.
Hi, Tiffany. How y'all doing? Good. I wanted to thank y'all for doing the show. I called because, actually, I just really wanted to, first of all, say thank you to Ms. Blue. You know, I didn't know anything about the Forgotten Foods, you know, until, of course, the show. But I had learned about you guys, you know, a couple of years ago. But I just really find that the product is amazing. And I actually really just admire and really respect your you know, the quality that you offer. And so I figured this weekend I'm going to make a purchase, and I'm not sure exactly, you know, whether to start with the blood tonic or the emerald greens. And I'm also beginning, like, a detox at this time. So I don't know. Maybe you could recommend something. But really, I just called just to say thank you, and that I love y'all very, very much.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
The
so
emerald
much.
Greens, Tiffany, emerald greens. You,
okay.
Yeah, emerald greens. But I'm going to let them speak to you because they can address what's going on and what you're trying to attempt. But the emerald greens, ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're very powerful. I'd like to talk about the greens for a moment because they, too, came very osmosisly and spiritually. When we looked at our product line, we realized that we did not have anything that actually spoke specifically, you know, to the alkaline, oxygenated, cell food specific. So Bartunde sought out to do what he calls a greens formula. It started off just being greens, but then with the Chinese herbal aspect, you know, there came the emerald part when he added the Chinese herbs. So it's not just the top of the green alkaline foods like your crack chlorella, your blue-green algae, your spirulina, your moringa. It's not just all of those high-end greens, but it's the creme de la creme Chinese herbs that are added in that same formula, plus 16 medicinal mushrooms that kill cancer cells, tumor cells, viruses, bacteria, candida. I mean, it's excellent skin food. We have people who didn't even know that they could take, you know, this product, and they start glowing. But their friends start asking them, well, what are you doing? Why is your skin, what are you taking? And you would think that they would have to give them some kind of topical something. But they realize the only new thing they're doing is taking those greens. That's because it's supplying the whole body, including the skin, with the food that it needs to nourish itself. So you do glow.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you all.
Oh.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
God bless you.
Peace and love to you as well. Beautiful, beautiful. Great question, too. We're going to take another caller, and you guys, the phone lines is open. If you have a question, this is certainly a great time to get your question in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings, Miss Blue. It's Esther here.
Okay.
Greetings, Sister Taya. Actually, I have been using the Forgotten Foods products for a while, but it's kind of like on and off. And I do have a question for Sister Kaya. The emerald green, is it good for thinning hair? Because I find that my hair is thinning in the middle. If not, if that's, you know, do you have anything that you can recommend?
Yes. How you doing, Esther and Bartunde here?
Oh, greetings, Bartunde.
Yes, ma'am. Well, there's you can look for MSM glucosamine or just MSM online, the MSM, and that's going to help with the skin and with your hair and nails.
Beautiful.
Yeah, cause what's happening? You're having a mineral deficiency there, and your hair follicles. So that MSM is going to help that a lot. And
yeah,
the greens, of course, the greens in the blood.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. And do get back in contact with us in a couple of weeks or a month, and let us know how things come along, please.
I will do. Thank you very much.
All right, Esther. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 818. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. My name is Amira, and I'm calling from California.
Okay, greetings, Amira from California.
Greetings, Amira.
Great, and I had greetings. How's everyone doing?
Absolutely fantastic.
Excellent.
Perfect. I'm actually, I'm on your website now, so I'm looking at everything, and I have a long list. So I'm like, okay, I need to actually ask what, because I'm going to break the bank with my whole list. So I want something, definitely the emerald greens, I know I'm definitely getting. And I'm looking for something that will work with my nervous system and brain function and cleanse blood, so and energy. So without going, I have like 7 products listed here, so I'm sure I can get a few of them that will do the job, and then I can feel the results.
What did you pick out so far?
I picked out, the emerald green, and then I also picked out Blue Magic, and I also picked out I have a few things here. I have the Genostemma Plus with PDM. And then I also wrote down the lion's mane. I wrote down the Shilajit powder.
Shilajit.
And, and the edge.
The edge. Well, the edge, and I would say that you can get, if you're doing sports activity, and you want that edge, I would procure the edge. But what you had, I mean, you got a lot going on there. But if I were to take out one of those and replace it because you got the Blue Magic, I would hold the edge and get the Pantocrine.
Right.
Pantocrine.
For the nervous system.
For the nervous, as for the central nervous system.
Perfect. That is what I need.
Mm-hmm. And then you come back and get the edge later on if you need it. But all you got there.
Yeah, because the edge, I'm not really athletic. Only I have worked. I mean, I'm a chef, so sometimes I have days where I'm working, you know, 16 hours. So that would be the only day. But I need more, I would say, more with the my nervous system and definitely, like, the blood cleansing versus the edge.
Well, okay. The blebby generating is not just for cleansing. It's for fortifying. It's for regenerating, for rejuvenating. It's what I focus on, what we focus on in, is cleaning and vitalizing the blood, fortifying the immune system, and feeding the mind of the cells intelligent intercellular stimulation. That's what our primary focus is. Yes. And all those topics that you looked at and perused, it's all excellent.
Well, I'm excited. And do you also have, because I'm sure once I try the products, I mean, I know they work. It's on, Miss Blue has you on her show, so I know the products work. Do you have a wholesale program? Because I deal with clients, so I know that if I use something, usually my clients are like, what are you doing? So I would just say this is the product that I use, and I would send them there, and I just would promote it through, you know, my social media, because generally anything that I like that I use, I promote it because people want to know what I'm doing.
Well, I would like to do two things. One, I'd like you to, we do have a wholesale price list, and you can call the office and get that, but call me directly. I deal with all of the wholesalers myself personally. Within the next week or two, though, you're going to see where you can access the wholesale information online. We haven't had it available in the past, but we're in the process of making it available so everybody can. And believe it or not, you know, we've already said that, you know, our ministry really, I mean, we need, as in everybody does, you can't be in the world and not need what they call money. However, that's not the focus of our business. And, you know, we're really particular about, you know, who represents our product. It's not
exactly,
just about...
It's a reflection of you.
It's a reflection of us. And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, for someone, you know, it is a connoisseur product. If you're thinking that you're just getting a commercial product and you can just put it on a shelf like everything else, that's not what this is. And in truth...
Oh, I don't think that this is what this is at all.
No,
I
I'm not
see
talking
that this
you.
Is coming. Oh, yeah.
I'm talking
I don't like products that are commercially done because there's no love. There's a disconnect there. I like to use products where they're made by people who actually put their love and intent in the product. So that's what I do. I mean, I work with food, so that's what I do. And I, you know, that's the businesses that I use when I'm going to spend my money and anything that I'm going to put in my body, I'm going to make sure that that's being done.
Beautiful. Well, I didn't mean it to, I wasn't reflecting that conversation to you. I was just saying.
Just in general.
Just in general. Right. But yes, give us a call. What's today? This is Friday. Give us a call Monday, and I'll make sure
okay.
that you get, and that's anybody else that's listening as well.
Yes,
the wholesale seat. Yeah. Because it makes a lot of sense.
Do you also have, if not a wholesale, but as well as, what would it be called? It's like, say
affiliate.
If I had a link on my website that
affiliate.
Someone can go through there. Affiliate. Thank you very much, Ms. Blue.
Yes. Believe it or not, our webmaster is in the process of bringing us online with that. So you can
Perfect.
Look forward to that in the near, very near future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, beautiful. Definitely, you know, make sure you come back, and I know you will. Let us know how you love the products. I certainly love them. I definitely love Blue Magic. and there's a whole story behind the whole Blue Magic, but I definitely love Blue Magic. And, yeah, you're going to love the greens and everything. Yes, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much. I'm going to be placing my order today, and you guys have a great time at your convention or your event.
All
oh,
right.
Thank you.
Peace
and
love.
And thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Peace and love to
All
you.
Right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Thank you as well. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 312. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, everybody. This is the other Esther.
I thought that was you, but I wasn't sure.
She's from the Verentunde and Sister Kaya. How are you doing?
Esther, how you doing today?
I'm good. I don't have a question. I just wanted to call in and thank you all because I received the gift that you sent me, and I was so appreciative of it. I went through the emerald green so fast. I got the blue magic, and I had the sacred womb, and it just, all of the products just work so phenomenally, and I just wanted to thank you all so much because I love the products and definitely noticed a great change in everything. So I just wanted to call and thank you all for that.
Much love.
Yes.
Esther. Esther, I would like to also, I know my queen hates, she doesn't like for me to say things before it's time, but I do have to say this one. I do have to say this one.
There you go,
this exotic black empress goddess orchid in my life who's to stand behind me, I just love to pamper her and spoil her, and because of that, I've coming up. I'm working on a new skincare line to keep the queens and guys just.
You know what? I have to jump in there really quick because I seen this in a vision. Do you remember this, Sister Kyra, when we talked?
Well, when you were talking about the skin?
About the dream, and I said I had that vision of this. Do you remember that? When was that, last year, year before? I don't remember when it was.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago, though.
Yes, this is so amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's coming forth. So it's a nutritional forgotten foods. Beauty skin line for the skin and hair.
Love it.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes, that's what's up. I can't wait.
He's trying to say this for the longest, right? So he's just out now. He's just like, okay, look, hold it. I can't hold it now. One more day.
Now we're going to be blowing y'all up like, when is it coming? Where is it at?
I'm working on it right now. It's going to be so powerful, and it's gonna be pull the skin back, make the skin glow, feed the skin, any kind of marks. I mean, it's I'm doing some amazing things on the skin that I'm putting the intention into. So,
wow.
Hold it down. It's be coming. Keep encouraging me because I'm seeing a lot of facets up.
Yes, we definitely will. Yeah, I love both of you all. I'm just so thankful. Love your products, and I'm definitely about to order more. Like I said, the emerald greens, when I started taking it, I was like, man, I don't even need this coffee like this. I put the emerald greens in my smoothie, and I was good to go. I'm like, ooh, so I'm going to get some more of that. It's great. I love all the products.
But One of our associates just told me that they put the emerald greens in their coffee. I said, what?
Oh, yeah.
And I tried it. And it's so good.
It's so good.
I couldn't believe it.
It really can go with anything. I'm very sensitive to taste. And sometimes mixing things with water, it just doesn't go down well, but I could just drink it. I just put it in my water and just, it was fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
Most people do.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Because that formula came sacredly and very special. It came through my sleep. I was sleeping and it took me out and I said, Kaya, write this down. The screen, blah, 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 blah. I didn't know where it was coming from. And then I said, well, I don't know how much to put in it. You know, because all of it was coming so fast. It was about 30 different herbs.
And it
picked me up, and she wrote it down. And the next day when I was in the kitchen, because I asked Most High, give me the formula. And then as soon as I said that, it came down. And has been that way ever since. Been that way for the last 8 years, and has not changed at all. And people are getting so much profound testimonies from it. So I keep it real with that one, you know. And that one made a life for itself. Yeah. And I'm so happy for that one.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Esther, the other host
thank
here.
Thank you.
Esther.
It's good for you to call in. All right, hold the line. I just definitely went. I got so excited when you said that because I don't remember. I think you guys had just maybe went to Believe, and I had that dream about the skincare line and about taking us on. Journey, walking over the property and picking up the things. There were masks, there was lotions, there were scrubs, it was all kinds of things, and it was in nature. So I just got super excited. I cannot wait. You guys have definitely got to come back. And when that comes out, woo, we're going to be over the top for real.
It's going to be a very special moment for all the goddesses, all the queen goddesses. I want to have, hopefully, Ms. Boo, we can have a special show for the queen to announce his debut.
Yes.
But also, it's for the brothers, too, now. The brothers got to have it going on, too, you know.
Yeah, we got to love the brothers, too. We'll love the brothers, too. Yes.
Well,
but definitely have a big launch party and just share. It's just going to be beautiful. I can definitely see that. I, in fact, did see it in the dream. You guys kind of took me on a tour. Amazing. Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Some more callers on the line with the Forgotten Foods. We're going to go to the next caller. Area code 812. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is William, calling from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay, greetings to you, William.
How you doing? How you doing? Basically, I was calling to find out what I could, what you would recommend. I got a pinched nerve, and I'm a little overweight.
Well, William, the first thing I suggest you do is to can I be real with you, brother?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to lose some weight.
Okay, check.
And then also a soft tissue chiropractor.
A soft tissue
chiropractor doesn't live with the crack, snap, or pop routine. They relax the muscle and the nerve so they can, with you, they're going to just roll the nerve out of that pinch situation. But also, losing the weight is going to help out as well. It's very important. And if you look at the Forgotten Foods Emerald Greens 10 Power, and if you take, if you get like a liter bottle of water, you put like a tablespoon in it or a teaspoon in it, and sip on that throughout the day. Because what happens when you satisfy the cells, you won't crave hunger. Anytime you crave hunger, your cells are wanting to satisfy the body. But if your cells are full and satisfied, then you're gonna not eat as much food or eat less food. Yeah. So I would drink and have the Emerald Greens liquid throughout the day, and then in the evening have one conscious meal, and then and before going to bed have that liquid greens tonic as well.
Okay.
So what's gonna do? It's gonna burn fat. You know, it's gonna feed your cells. You're gonna be eating less because you're not gonna have an appetite because your body's already satisfied. Your cells are satisfied. Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have a landline that I could contact you through? Because I don't have a computer.
Yes. 770.
Hold on.
573.
0488.
All right, gotcha. That's our office number. You call and ask for Baratunde Day, and I will hold your hand through the process, brother. No problem.
Beautiful. Okay. And thank you so much for calling in with that question and getting started on your wellness journey. That's beautiful.
Thank you, guys. Absolutely.
All right.
A thousand mountain journey begins with the first step, brother.
Yes.
Taking that step.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to take another call here. I see you guys. You have so many questions here. Calling in from area code 612. You're live in the Remix. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and greetings. Is that Lena Blue?
Yes, it is. Can you turn your computer speakers off?
Yeah, I'm going to change rooms here, actually.
Okay.
I was listening in, and for some reason, I didn't push one, but it cued me in. So, excuse me. Is this better?
Yes, it is. Okay. Do you have a question?
This is Shakina from Minneapolis.
Okay.
And actually, I didn't have a question, but we just received our blood builder last week, and we've been using it, and it's awesome. And I just heard that you're starting a skin line, so I'm excited, and I'm awaiting that to appear. So.
Oh, it's coming up.
I'm just listening otherwise.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. It's coming
for
us.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you for doing your work. It's a marvelous thing. And I usually don't like bitter, so I was afraid the blood builder was going to be like a bitter. And it's awesome. It doesn't taste bad. Our family, you know, uses it. Me and my husband, we use it. And it's been doing awesome in just a week's time. So thank you so much.
Very good. Very good.
Good to hear. Oh, wow. That is so, so beautiful. I want to talk about now, because we have so many people who love the products that are using them from early on that have been using them for many, many years as well, too. I want you to talk about kind of the other part of the Forgotten Foods Remembered, about your journey to Belize and what opportunities you're opening up for everyone who's listening, as well as being able to continue their journey and also get some healing with you guys as well.
Wonderful. All of that seems good. We've got a few things going on there, and I always like to slow it down because, you know, this is a case where good news travels fast, just like they say the bad news travels fast. And
yeah.
We've had all kinds of stuff come back to us, and it's like, wow. Well, let me clarify. First and foremost, we're really blessed with a beautiful, beautiful estate that has that's also a bed and breakfast. So, you know, we call it a homestay. And people are welcome to, you know, book a stay and just come. And we give you the best of adventure and the best of wellness and just the best of, you know, what we have to share. That's just on the personal level. And then we have what we call the Exotic Adventure Wellness Journey. And I might as well say .com because it's also our webpage. That, and it is, the Exotic Adventure Wellness Journey.com. And there is our splash page, but it's being made into, you know, a page where you can actually go online and book your retreats. Those will be adventure wellness retreats for people who want to come and unplug, get out of their stressful conditions, get in an environment, plant themselves into some real real soil, real air, real water, real food, and actually transform themselves, you know, into a body of wellness. So those particular retreats will start this fall, this August. I guess August is more summer. But, yes, towards the end of this year, August, September, and December, there'll be retreats available. So look on that, you know, just kind of look out for that within the next few weeks. That will be online as well, where you'll be able to actually book the time that you have available and be able to see the prices associated with the retreats as well as the homestead.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Lee's is beautiful, though. You know, it's like National Geographic's playground. They have, I mean, and most of us don't really realize it, but that's the home of the Olmec. You know, if we want to go all the way back, you know, we do a lot of identifying with Kemet, but, you know, Kemet on
side of the hemisphere is definitely where we are. It's the land of pyramids. There are dozens of pyramids, not one or two or three or four or five. Right around where we live are three pyramids, you know, and I'm talking about pyramids, you know, that were built by us, you know. So it's almost like full circle, coming back again, and we've returned, and, you know, and we are the ones, you know, returning to come. And in this dispensation of time, it's important to us to know we can access, as a way of life, clean air, clean food, and clean water, which are the basic for healthy living. So one of our key components in needing to lead the way and show people that the planet is our home. You know, many of us are, you know, are in cities and are in places where we know they're not conducive to our wellness, our health, our longevity on the planet. We don't talk about longevity. Longevity is important to talk about. Other cultures talk about it. What's wrong with living long and healthy and wealthy, yes, life?
Yes.
We have to get that on the table, and we've got to have more examples of that. So, you know, that's pretty much, you know, our position at this time.
That's beautiful. I know that you guys have a very, very busy schedule that you have, and we are so thankful that you could come by and even in the hustle and bustle of New York, just bringing some peace there for the time that you guys are there with us and being able to share, you know, all of this. You've been on many times, and each and every time it is a true divine treat to have you guys come and share your knowledge and your wisdom and your work with us, your ministry with us, and how you're just really spreading that all over the world. And so I definitely want to thank you guys for, you know, taking this opportunity to come speak with us tonight. And yeah, I know we'll do some more shows. Can't wait for that skincare wellness line to come out and get some more good things for the skin, for the body, and everything. Yeah.
Good one. Good one. I'd like to do two things to make sure that all of our friends in New York, if you come to our table this weekend, and say Ms. Blue sent you, or you heard us on Ms. Blue's show, we'll extend a 10% discount, you know, to anybody that wants to come out and meet us and greet us and let's get our hug on, because we're some hugging folks up in here.
So, beautiful. Yes.
And also, we do have a special that's being offered this month. Anybody that purchases any two products or more, they get their names in a drawing where they can become eligible to win a one-year supply of Forgotten Foods products.
So, right.
So we've got a big box, and names are falling in them every day. And it's like, if you buy three products, your name is in there three times. If you buy four products, your name is in there three products. And you get to, you know, be eligible to get this free product for a whole year. So we're extending that to you all who are listening now as well.
Oh, that is beautiful. And they are excited. Everybody is getting themselves over to www.theforgottenfoods.com and check it out, because lots of goodies over there. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to give them a call as well, 770-573-0488. And so, you know, no question that you can't have if it's something that you're doing. The beautiful thing about everything that the Forgotten Foods have is safe for your children, safe for your pets. You don't have to worry about somebody getting into something that can harm them.
That's right. Good thing.
Yes.
I do want to put in one thing.
Yes.
This is for all those martial arts practitioners out there on the globe. Bartunde has a very special program for you martial artists for your training and cultivation. So you do have our phone number. Give us a call, and I'll give you the whole profile on what that cultivation is about for those martial arts practitioners.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. You guys, definitely you want to do that. You want to get on the phone, and you want to get over there, and you want to get you some of the forgotten foods remembered. You want to get some of those products because they are simply amazing, just like our brother and sister. So peace and love to you guys. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. And you guys who are New York, New Jersey, if you can get there, definitely you want to go check out the Forgotten Foods. Tell them again exactly where you are in New York.
We're at the New Life Expo, which is one of the largest wellness expos on the East Coast. And it's at Hotel Pennsylvania, right across the street from Madison Square Garden. We'll be there. Yeah, 401 7th Avenue. And we'll be there all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And again, mention Miss Blue's name, and you get that discount added onto you.
There it is. Well, peace and love to you guys. Thank you so much again. We will definitely be in touch. And thank you guys for coming by the show tonight. Peace and love to you guys.
Thanks for having us. We love you, Miss Blue.
Love you, Miss Blue.
Love you, too. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
So peace and love. That was simply amazing, you guys, and it was so good to just have the Forgotten Foods to come by. They're out, they're doing their work, they're on tour, but yet they still wanted to come by and spend some time with the Remix family, which is simply amazing. I'll tell you guys, I have some favorites over there. Of course, the Emerald Greens to the 10th Power, one of my number one top favorites. One of my other top favorites, of course, is going to be Blue Magic. And Blue Magic, if you guys want to think about all the energy that you say, Miss Blue, how do you do this? How are you able to do this? How's your energy like that? Blue Magic. That was a formula that was blessed to me by the sister and the brother that really I was the inspiration behind it, and the Blue Magic is off the hook. It really will help you. It has a lot of amazing ingredients in there. So you guys can go over to the Forgotten Foods. You can check out everything. And there's a lot of details over there. Sometimes when you go to some sites, this is personal. They're our brother and sister. Many of us are connected with them on Facebook and other social medias. You guys have come out and seen them, supported them from all over the world. So everything that they do is very personable. It is, and they do this because they love it and they care, and it's about their passion. It's their work for real, a big part of it. And you'll be able to tell with every single thing that you experience from the Forgotten Foods that this is their work, truly divine work. And as the sister so eloquently put it, it is their ministry. And that is important that we do our work, and they're doing it in a big, beautiful way. So get those products. I would love for you guys maybe post them on Facebook. That's always cool. Or put them up on Twitter, or to let us know what you think. Definitely call back into the Remix, and you guys did that in a big way tonight. I thank you so much for that, calling in and really sharing what the Forgotten Foods remembered products, what their food has meant to you, meant to your spirit, meant to your life. Because they are changing things in a very big way. And that's the beautiful thing about all of us doing our work and coming together. I love their spirit. I love their energy. Amazing brother and sister. All right, you guys. Well, we got some time left. I'm still here to go on the Remix. You guys can call in if you want to share a thought, you want to talk about some things. We can definitely do that. Phone lines are going to be open, 646-652-2711. I just didn't want to tax them so much. They were so gracious to come by, and I know how that can be to be on the road and doing their work and getting up in the morning and getting things situated. So I definitely want you guys to keep shopping, keep going over to their website, because they got an amazing special going on right now. And this is a great time. If you're kind of on the fence and you're thinking about trying it, this is the time for you to do it. This is the time for you to go. And so you can experience some of the things that we have talked about tonight, those of us who do use the forgotten foods. And so you can go over there and you can take a look. So go look for yourself. Go take a look. Go do your work. Do your research. Go do that. Or make it a point to set up a call and ask about it. Maybe you have something in particular you have. Look under the bestseller list. It's all kinds of goodies there. They'll let you know. There's even testimonies on there that you can read from other people who have experienced the forgotten food. So there you go. You can go over there. All right. So I definitely want to go to the phone lines. Let's see, calling in from area code 646. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Ms. Blue. Good night to the Remix. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Amanda calling from PA.
Okay, greetings, Amanda.
Greetings, greetings, Ms. Blue. I have a question for you. I haven't had a reading in a while, and I just wanted to know, where is my energy currently?
Where is your energy currently? Where is your energy currently? Ah, so you don't have anything in particular. You just kind of wanted to call in and just have me take a peek inside of your energy? And to see exactly what's going on. All right, well, we can definitely do that. Well, it's a couple of things going on. This is kind of like, you know that song by Raw Bass where he sings and he goes, joy and pain?
No.
You know that song? That's what's going on with you right now. You got a whole lot of joy, but you also got some pain. That sounds about right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I see some relationship things going on with you where you've kind of had to turn your back and you kind of got to go the other way, but you're kind of fighting it a little bit. What's that about? Talk to me.
I guess it's with someone that I supervise.
Yeah.
In that sense, it's giving me a really hard time. I'm in a position right now where that I wanted for a while, and I'm supervising, managing college students, and just one person is giving me a really hard time, and sometimes, at times, I do ask myself, is it me, like, what am I doing? And I have not found the answer. Maybe I did, but I'm not really looking into it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've been avoiding the whole situation, but I know that I have to face it and deal with it as a supervisor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, you do have to face the situation there, but here's a couple of things I want you to think about when you say, is it you? Well, it's not necessarily you, but what has happened in this particular case is that you've kind of gotten a little too personal because you can see a lot of attributes of yourself. So really, this is really about cause and effect. So you're going to have to handle this, but then turn around and release what's not connected to you and really, really not take it in a personal sense that way, because you're in a position and you're learning new things. And so one of the key things for you is about relationships, and this is what's being challenged for you. So I want you to look at your relationships all across the board, and you will notice that there's kind of a little tug of war going on a little bit everywhere with relationships, whether that's on your job, whether that's family, whether that's friends. There's, you kind of got this little tug of war thing going on here. And this is not always a sign of something negative. This is about you learning how to trust yourself, not what your mind is saying, but what you truly feel inside your heart. And what's happening right now is that you're trying to save face and you're trying not to hurt people's feelings. And so you're you're compromising yourself. Yes, sweetie. So don't compromise yourself. You can still be nice. You can still be loving, because that's a big part of your essence and who you are. Don't compromise, though. Say what you have to say and still say it with love. But you got a job to do, and you need to do it. You need to do it. Yep, you can do it.
And I have one more thing, too. I received an Akashic reading from you last year, and I know you gave me some information that I needed. I also wanted to know, am I connected to other things other than what was said to me in the Akashic reading? For example,
of course.
Can I explore?
Of course you are. Of course you are. And let me tell you why, because I see a lot of things coming up for you. I just kind of wanted to jump in there really, really quick. One thing I want to tell you is that most of us, and this is not everybody I've done readings for, but just about every single person, we have multiple past lives. And what's happening right now, we've moved into a different frequency and a different time. So a lot of this energy is coming on from many different places, you understand? And so what's happening is certain life lessons are coming up for us, or that's what I would like to call them, and they're triggering different memories. I want you to think back, because just recently you dealt with some chills, where you had the chills. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I can see this. Your chills that you're getting is your ancient knowledge coming online for you. So follow that. Study that. You know, you can even pay attention to your dreams, get you a gorgeous amethyst crystal. Amethyst is something that's very powerful. Even the forgotten foods, they use the amethyst, the frequency, the vibration. It has attuned itself. I want you to sleep with that underneath your pillow, that amethyst, and really try to go back in and see if you can get a better understanding, because right now your visions and your dreams are coming online big time. But that's where you are. It's kind of like joy and pain for you, because you're going to have to grow up a little bit. You're growing up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. Put your big girl panties on and do what you got to do.
All right, Ms. Boo. Thank you for giving me life. All right.
All right. Well, peace and love, right. And thank you so much for calling
peace
in.
And love. All right.
That's beautiful. Joy and pain. Here we go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 516. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. My name is Corey. I'm calling from Bridgeport, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Greetings to you, Corey, from Bridgeport, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Bridgeport. Bridgeport. I'm sorry.
Bridgeport, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Okay. What's up for you tonight?
Mm-hmm. I've used the Forgotten Foods products, and I love them also. The Emerald Green to the 10th Power.
Yes.
And For Your Woman, I guess, For My Woman, which is actually pretty good. And I'm actually going to try and make it to the Life Expo tomorrow so I can actually purchase some more things and show them some love.
Beautiful, Corey. Beautiful.
Absolutely. My question is, I don't know what – I've been having this question for a while. And ever since I was born, I guess, we lived in certain areas, right? And every area we live has railroad tracks, right? So I grew up in Queens. There was railroad tracks where I was born, where we lived at as a baby. And I'm trying to figure out what's the association, because when my grandfather passed away, right, his where he's buried at is railroad tracks. And he worked for the railroad. Now I work for the railroad, and I'm trying to figure this out because there's an association here. I just don't know what it is. I've been trying to figure this thing out forever, man.
Okay. Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Railroad tracks everywhere around you. One of the things that I will tell you is that you have a love for the railroads, a really, really love for the railroads. And you have a love for the railroad tracks, and I'm going in your energy as we're speaking here. But you do have a very strong love for the railroads. One of the things that I'm going to tell you is that interesting. And I just not too long ago did a show on this. But you used to be in California in a past life, and you worked not on the railroad, not building the tracks, but you used to be, what do you call the guy, like one of the engineers for one of the railroad trains?
Yeah, yes. Okay. I'm now trying to do this again. I want to be an engineer more than anything else in the world.
Yes.
And when I sit in the chair at night, because I've actually, my job now is I work on a railroad, and I have to sit in the engineer's seat
mm-hmm.
every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I just picture myself doing this job, and I can't figure out why I can't, it won't. I've been on maybe 2 interviews already for engineer, and I'm like, why is it not happening? And because I have, you know, so much of a love for the place. So,
mm-hmm. Well, here's a couple of things that I want you to know is sometimes when we're going after a particular thing or we're attempting to work with something and we want it so very, very bad, sometimes we can, that energy can actually cause something to get pushed away from us. So 2 things. One, you knew that there was higher understanding in just your connection with railroads, your fascination with trains and understanding the mechanics behind it and things that are working with it. So now that you have this higher understanding, I want you to begin to just really ground yourself in that, because I could even see your energy just kind of smooth itself out once you heard me sort of kind of tell you you already felt that you had to have been connected to the railroad in some way, because it is too much of a connection for you there. So here's what I want you to really work with, because that whole thing with the railroad is there for you and definitely something you can pursue. I do see that is something that can happen for you. It's not a challenge. It does look like there is some more training that you still need, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
here's the thing that I want you to do is don't be in a rush to get to where you know you can get. You understand what I'm saying? Like, don't be in a rush. You'll be able to get that. That's going to be your main focus. The other thing that I want you to do is, because I see a lot of activity when it comes out of coming out of your crown chakra, I see sparks, and sometimes sparks is a good thing, but this is you overthinking. And so that's what I want you to do, is really to get into your meditative practices some more and really kind of get your focus there a lot more for me. The other thing is really to take on some of those things of breathing exercises.
Okay.
Because that's going to be real important for you. For some reason, I see your lungs and I see your breathing pattern sometimes being off for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of shape.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't want to call you out, my brother. I got love for you. I didn't know what it was. It's not, I'm just out of shape, Ms. Blue. That's it.
I'm out of shape.
Well, here's the thing that I want you to do, because you may be out of shape, but physically your energy is amazing. It really, really, you have beautiful energy flowing through you. So I want you to work on your breathing, because once you get your breathing in line and you get your breathing to harmonize with your body, you're going to see that your weight starts to drop for you. It's going to be amazing.
Okay.
It's almost going to be like people are going to start asking you, are you working out? But once you get your breathing together, and you can do that, there's quite a few tapes out there that you can go to. You can look up some of the things. You can contact the brother Wayne Chandler that does the Tai Chi. He does a lot of that with the Qigong and all of that. You can also go to the brother Yusir Hotep that does a lot of that with breathing. And a lot of them have either DVDs or something you can do at home in between your busy schedule. But I really want you to get into the practice of getting your breathing together, because that's what's throwing you off. I see it in your lungs.
Okay.
Okay. But definitely,
absolutely.
I can see this happening for you, and it will. It is connected with you in California. Like I said, I did a show on this not too long ago, and it was during the gold rush time. So take a look, do some studies in that particular area, see what you can find. During that particular time, you did get a chance to work with the train, but it wasn't a long-lived thing. And so this is you now wanting to come back to really work in a higher capacity than what you did with the trains. So some beautiful things. And keep all of your creative work up too. You know, that's really, really good for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. One more question. The amethyst crystal and the sunstone crystal, and are those two crystals, should I work with those two crystals? And
of course, you can work with any crystal, and this is what I tell people, if it speaks to your spirit, work with it. The sunstone crystal is amazing because it brings a lot of happy. You know how Pharrell talks about get happy? It brings happy energy in, and it's very energizing. It's kind of a fast-moving crystal, the sunstone crystal. What it does is it helps to open up the solar plex chakra, which is really good, and it also works with the lungs. So I can see why you're just naturally drawn to that particular crystal. You can even take it and sit it when you're laying down and lay it on your chest and just kind of visualize the crystal energy, because it will help to open up your lungs. It really is good for strengthening and expanding the lungs, the sunstone crystal.
Okay. All right, Ms. Blue.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Let me know how it goes. Call back in. Peace
All right.
and love.
Take care.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Vanessa from Webster, Texas. How are you, Ms. Blue?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I said 561, but I clicked on 832. So I guess when the call, I'm like, wait a minute, huh? Hi, you're my good. Okay, there you go.
561 is up next.
Yes, yes. Maybe. All right. Peace and greetings to you. Yes.
Peace. Okay. Of course, I'm calling to get a reading, and just my question is, I feel like I have a lot of counselor energy, teacher energy. I don't want to be a teacher, you know, like in the school system or anything like that, but it's just a natural thing. What is my life's work? What do you see there?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
What did you say the first question was? Tell me.
Counselor.
A counselor. Oh, a counselor.
Counselor, teacher.
Uh-huh. Well, here's a couple of things when it comes to the life work. That really is a process that even when I'm doing your Akashic Records, I will give you insight to it, but it's definitely some of the things that you have already been connected to. You know what I mean? Like your particular life's work when it comes to that. You said you want to be a counselor, you want to be a teacher, but not in the traditional way of being a teacher.
That's right.
Right. So you want to spiritually teach people.
That sounds good.
No.
Definitely resonates.
It's a question. It's a question.
Yes, it resonates. It definitely resonates.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. What do you enjoy doing?
Okay, I like listening to music. I like, you know, learning about doing my magic. I used to listen to a lot of shows with Panic, you know, on your show. I listen to your show a lot. So a lot in this area, but I never really envisioned myself doing those type of things. I mean, it's kind of like an in and out, you know, fantasy, but it's not something that's really steady in my head. Instead, in my head is a bunch of stuff about business.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just haven't found a way to make it work for me.
This, I'm like, wait a minute, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with you? This is the best thing. When it comes to your life work, we have evolved ourselves to a point as people, especially those of us who are conscious, so we can do anything that we want. It doesn't mean that it will feed our soul. It will feed our spirit. And what feeds your soul is business. You haven't been able to be successful at it, but the question I have for you is that how much have you truly invested into it?
That is a good question. I'm sorry,
you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know you haven't done the things you needed to do. I know you haven't. You understand? Because you're in the dream state with it.
Mm.
But it's about how do I take it from the dream state and make it real. In the Kim business class, these are some of the principles that we teach. These are the principles that are also taught in self-invested. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that you have to get into my program, but what I'm telling you is that you have to start investing. Because one of the hardest things for you, and I will say this in the most loving way,
please,
is that you're not a good student. You're not. You think you got it.
Mm.
So when you have something, no one else can tell you anything else. You understand what I'm saying? So it's kind of like in your mind, you're like, okay, I know I want to do this, and I'm going to put this business together, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Okay, so why is not working?
Right.
Because I know
am
it can
I that
work.
Lazy?
No, I don't see you as lazy. I see you as a perfectionist, which leads to procrastination, because then what starts to happen is you start to go back and you start to judge yourself and say, where did I mess up? Where did I go wrong? What didn't I think of? How come this is not working? Why am I not doing it? Oh, forget it, because you didn't beat yourself up, and now you don't have the strength to do what you say you wanted to do.
So true, yes.
So this is just about you getting into your life's work. Could you be a teacher? Of course you can. Can you be a spiritual teacher? Of course you have that component. You certainly can do it. But what is feeding your soul and your heart is that you want to be successful.
Yes.
And there's
and
nothing.
And I'm not.
Well, you are successful. However, not in the way that you want to be successful.
Yes.
So it's about you sitting down, mapping out a plan, writing down 7 steps on what you can do to start getting your business into line right now. Now, tell me your business. Why do I see women, a whole bunch of women standing around you? What is it you're trying to do?
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I'm surprised by that, number one. right
Hi,
now...
I'm Miss Blue. You ain't surprised. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have as much insight as you do. I'm not accessing the insight that I have. I don't know why you see a bunch of women around me. That's like the last thing I thought you would say. So I really am going to be pondering that. But what am I trying to do right now? I am like an independent contractor. I mean, I'm just doing this for work, you know, to make some money so that I can pay my bills and my rent. It's not a passion, okay?
No.
At the same time, I'm not an employee.
What is the business that you're not successful at?
Mm-hmm. Okay, basically, you know, I feel like I should be trading, like I know how to trade. I know how to trade, you know, options. I know how to trade currencies. I have not gotten myself in a financial position to do it on a constant basis, and that bothers me. So that's kind of in the business area. At the same time, I wonder if I could do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so
here's two things I want to say to you. First, when I said you want to be a spiritual teacher, you said, I'll take that. You didn't see that. Now you say, I want to do what you do.
The thought does run through my mind sometimes, but it's not like a serious thought. Like, well, I would love to be able to do it, but I've never...
Tell me what you are serious about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I serious about? I seem to be serious about research. I do a lot of, you know, I can put things together, social things together, historic things together, but it's not really helping me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I have a bunch of information.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess because you were talking about you can trade things and do that, and then when I said, why do I see a bunch of women around you in this business you're trying to be successful, and you said that's the last thing you would think. You don't like women?
You know, it's really not true. Years ago, I probably would have said, yes, that's true. That's not true. I don't see how it fits in. I'm not seeing how it fits in. Maybe I need to go out and have more female friends. At the same time, I have a little bit of a block there because I've never really had a lot of close female friends.
Mm-hmm. But we were talking about your business.
Okay.
So women, you're trying to be a woman in business. You can't see women in business?
I can see women in business, but I never... envision me, you know, how I'm working with them, how maybe I should look at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I wanted to bring it up to you that way is because you're telling me in all the times you're doing business, you've never worked with a woman?
I have. I have, but it was more like, you know, a job. I can't think of too many projects where, you know, I've worked with women. I'm not remembering that.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a suggestion.
Okay.
Maybe you should think about women because the men ain't working for you. You just said it ain't working. You might want to start working with some women.
Okay.
Because the men, I mean, by your own admission, the men is not working. You said it's not working for you. That's not getting you the success. And there is a block there when it comes to women. But ultimately, I'm not concerned about the block of whether you feel women can be successful in business or not, because that's only a reflection of yourself. You can't see yourself doing what you want to do to be successful. If you can't see it, then who can see it for you? No one.
Okay. Right.
Does that
make
sense? No one can see it.
Yeah.
So it really is about you getting very clear on what it is you want to do. And can you do many things? Of course we can. You're doing many things as we speak.
Yeah.
But it's about really figuring out what's in your heart and what you want to do. And you gotta let down that guard, because that guard is there. And the guard is not against women, it's against you. It's against you. So in essence, you're kind of sabotaging your own self with that.
Okay. When you say let down my guard, you mean, like, for one example, do you see where maybe I'm too defensive or too sensitive to people's negative comments, or I'm too ready to, be standoffish or push people away?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I just wanted to see how many you were going to acknowledge.
You got some more adjectives. Okay,
So all of that, all of that is what has to happen, but I get it. You understand, and I understand that this connection for you has to do with the women in your life. I get it.
Wow.
I get it. So this is really about you sort of stepping outside of that box and really being open to not whether or not it's a man or if it's a woman, but being open to you and being open to yourself learning from you. You understand? Learning from you where others have helped you. It's not about you knowing everything, because you're a very intelligent sister. I can stand on this phone and say, damn, I would want you on the team. You're a bright-ass sister.
Wow. Okay, I'm definitely getting clear. I really thank you for that. That is a high compliment, Miss Blue.
It is, but I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I'm not done yet. But it really is about you having a honest discussion about yourself and stop trying to use work to cover up your pain.
Pain of not being as successful as I want to be?
No, pain in your heart. Pain in your heart. This is not about being successful. You could be successful tomorrow. If I told you how to be successful in the next hour, you still will be left with you. Take a look. Get to know you. Because that story is not a complete story yet. Get to know what you like. Things you liked 30 years ago, you don't like anymore. But you haven't taken a chance to examine what you like. If I were to ask you right now, what's your favorite food? You would struggle with that question.
Yeah, you're right.
So sit down. Get to know yourself. You're a beautiful, amazing sister, a very intuitive sister. Sit down and find out who you are today, because who you were 3 years ago, 5 years ago, which was a major time for you, that you're not that person anymore.
Okay, that is good news.
Yeah.
And Miss Blue,
yeah.
I always laugh when I hear other people do this. I got another question. Because you're just giving me so much to think about already and digest. But it's about health. I have a major tumor. And I would like to know, how did I cause this tumor?
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of things. And first of all, let me ask you a question, because when you say major tumor, okay, and this tumor in the lower half of your body?
Yes.
Yeah. This tumor in the lower half of your body has to do with you. You are one of these level souls who have come back, and you have so much love. And I understand, because I'm a school of love, too. We have so much fucking love.
Wow. Am I in your soul group?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We have so much love. But the thing about us who love so much, that is so difficult. When I look at your heart chakra from the front of you, it is so gorgeous. It is so large. It is so huge. It's probably about a good 6 or 7 city blocks. When I look at your heart chakra from the back, I see vital life force energy spilling out of you, because one of the things you haven't learned yet is how to receive.
Yes.
It's just giving, giving, giving. You're always giving, giving. And even when you get hurt, you're just still giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. But when it comes to you, it's hard to make that connection. Like I said, I get it. I see it for you. I get it. So I want you to recognize that this is where all that pain has gone. It went into that tumor.
Wow.
It went into that tumor. By the way, I see a young person standing next to you on the other side. Who is that?
The other side. I have a roommate. This is a good friend of mine.
No, no, no. This is someone who has passed on.
I have a cousin who passed on some years ago.
That you guys were pretty close?
No, I loved him, but I wouldn't say we were particularly close. Like, we didn't,
no,
you know.
This is a woman. This is a young girl. This is a girl. This is not a... This is
and
not
she's
a,
young.
Yeah, she's young.
Oh, I don't know. I had a very good... I had a very good friend who passed on, but she was in her 80s, so I don't think it's the same person. No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, hold that thought. Maybe something will come up and jar your memory, or maybe they'll say anything, but she's just quietly sitting there. And she looks like she may be about 17 years old. So just kind of hold that. Something may come back to you in your mind. But this is where this energy is coming from. And so this tumor is feeding from your pain, from your hurt, from your guilt, from your lost dreams, from broken promises. This is where the energy is going. So even though you don't show it on the outside, that's where you take the hit.
Yeah, that explains why sometimes I would say to myself, I seem to eat, drink, and sleep disappointment.
Yeah, yeah. Those are where all of your disappointing dreams go. And so now you need to learn how to touch your body and start talking to your tumor and really begin to get yourself into a program where you can start to speak. I would suggest the Forgotten Foods have come on, that you start to speak with them and call them. You can actually call them. They'll do a consultation. I used to do holistic sessions, but I'm not taking any more clients at this time. But you need to begin to do that. First, it has to start internally, and you have to begin to start speaking to your body. That conversation that you're having with yourself, that has to change, because you talk to yourself worse than anyone has ever spoke to you in your life. It has to change.
Okay.
Has to change. So,
Miss Blue, thank you. I'm definitely going to be playing this over and over again and meditating on it. And thank you, thank you, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Let me know how it's going as well.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. We'll go to 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Yes?
Hey, this is Ekendal calling from West Palms.
Greetings, Ekendal from West Palms.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I was just calling about if my soul number was, if I was a soul number three, my soul number was three. And also, you know, just had a birthday on Wednesday, and I wanted to see if, you know, there's anything, you know, could look at for the, you know, for like this new year, this new cycle.
Okay. Say that again. I'm getting some feedback from you, Ekendal.
I wanted to ask you, if you pick up that, is my soul, if I'm a soul level three, if I'm a soul three level, and it's also that my birthday passed on Wednesday, and I wanted to see if there's anything, you know, I should look at for, you know, like this new cycle, you know, this new year.
So your birthday was on what, the 19th?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look here. Okay. Well, you're in a great cycle as far as your universal cycles. And this is something that Brother Bilal had covered in the self-invested workshop, and we talked about how to understand universal levels when it comes to connecting with our energy. And you're in what we like to call an intuitive cycle. So this is where all of the knowledge when it comes to spirituality, it's like those things are kind of heightened for you a lot more. It's the time where you really need to get into activating and trusting yourself and recognizing your inner voice more than the voice that goes on inside of your head. It is also a time for you to begin to bring harmony, more harmony in your life.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, that seems to be a thing because I haven't been bringing exactly, in the past couple of days, I haven't exactly been bringing harmony, you know, into my life, like particularly.
Yeah, well, you know, you can do that, and it really starts with you. You know, one of the things that I would tell you is to work with the god Asar, because he really, really sits over sacred words and knowledge. He's also what they call the magician, because he's able to see things in both light and in darkness, meaning the inner world and outer world. So this is the time for you to begin to start taking a look. Can you take me off speakerphone?
Yeah, you know, speaker. I'm just working off the regular. I'm just have the phone to my ear.
Okay. All right. It sounds better now. So it really is about you working with the god Asar and really working with those things of sacred words and knowledge and really understanding your inner and your outer world and being able to kind of merge them together. You've done quite a bit of work on yourself, and so that really is something to be commended for you. As far as what level soul you are, is this something that I told you before, or you're asking?
I'm asking. I mean, I pulled from the deck, and I picked up the number 12, you know, lightning signs and symbols. And, you know, I added one and two together to get three,
Well, you can always use your own system to arrive by that, but that's not what I do to do that.
Okay.
So, but if that's where you are, then you definitely can, you can definitely use that. I think, you know, if you feel in your heart that that's where you are, you certainly can be there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, happy belated birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, what do you pick up as far as, you know, my soul level or anything?
The soul level that I pick up for you is soul level is number one, level one soul. And a lot of things when it comes to level one souls that are coming back to the planet, typically very, very cause oriented. You know, they're kind of the rebels for the cause. And a lot of things are new to you. And so a lot of level one souls go through many different groups, many different schools of thought is entertaining to them. So I know you can see yourself there.
All right, true. I can.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right.
Yeah. So definitely keep doing your work. It definitely is showing. It's good to hear from you. You know, just stay clear. Stay clear.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 469. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Yes, hello. Who's on the line, please?
This is Shay from L.A.
Okay, greetings, Shay from L.A.
We was on the phone last time with Brother Blah. He gave me a reading for the first time about my grandmother and everything. I did the poem.
Do remember. Mm-hmm. I remember the poetry. I do.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I feel so good still. So I had to call you back to tell you the story. Okay, so even that night, like when we were getting off the phone, my best friend called me, and we haven't spoken in months.
So mm-hmm. I apologized to him for forcing my will, and he told me I didn't have to apologize, I guess because he already know me. So yeah. I was like, no, let me get this off my chest. And somehow he came across a plant, an ayahuasca plant I never heard of.
Yeah, I have.
And I was like, I know you have, because you know I had to do my research on. I said, is Miss Blue talking about it? Then, okay, let me research and see what's going on. So, I mean, but that helped me, because when I looked up that show, I did the meditation, and what Brother Ankh was talking about, where you have to apologize, say, I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, and I thank you. I had to, like, write that down, and I was like, I have to call my grandmother tomorrow. So I called her the next night. She was busy as usual, working. And I was like, well, I'll just call you another time, because when she's busy, I don't want to bother her, you know, to get a little frustrated. She was like, no, you can talk. I said, okay, well, I called you to just apologize. And she didn't want to hear it. She was like, I don't need you to apologize. I said, no, let me get this off my chest. Because I really do need to apologize, because I got another reading, and I apologized to her, and she said, I understand, and I had tears of joy. I was just crying. I was like, oh, I feel better, though. I said, now, do you know how I always try and talk to you and tell you how I feel, and when you talk negative, do you know when they say in your church, like, keep your eye on the prize? And she said, no, my God, say, keep your eye on the sparrow. I said, okay, right there, that's what I really mean when I'm talking to you. Like, when I turn stuff around, I really mean that. And so we started talking about her work, and she was complaining about the customers. And then she came around and said, so are you spending your money on unnecessary stuff? I said, oh, wait a minute. Worry about yourself. Put that energy in your work. Keep your eye on the sparrow. I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. I thank you. And she said, I ain't mad at you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking your language. So I had to share that with you to let you know every time I have something going on, I'm going to turn it around and say, keep your eye on the sparrow.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for calling back and letting me know that that was helpful for you. For the reading from me.
Definitely.
And for the wow, so beautiful, beautiful to you.
Yes, and I have one more question, because I've been really searching for a job, and I don't know if it's, I'm thinking and feeling that I need to work around kids, because I love clothing, I love to work around anything creative, and I love to have fun while I work.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see me working around kids?
Definitely.
Right now,
I definitely,
I'm struggling.
Yeah, I definitely can see you working around children. Keep your eye on the sparrow. No, I could
sure
definitely.
Will. No, I
no, seriously, I really can see you working around children. You really have sort of a lot of that mint green sort of energy in your aura, and it's the same color children have around them, so it's beautiful. If you like fashion and you love to work around children, find those stores that cater to children, and maybe that'll be something where you can apply. Like Toys R Us, like that's a great place to work. Toys R Us, look at places like that. Even think about maybe something in the daycare industry. If you want to do something maybe along those lines, I don't know how childlike you want to go, but I see you really nurturing them, really being able to nurture them. Look at the school system, maybe to be a substitute teacher where you can go in, or be a teacher's assistant where you can work one-on-one, because I think you would work really, really good with the babies 13 and under. You would be fantastic with them.
Right. You know, my mom said that the other day, and I was like, well, Mom, it's too much extra stuff you have to do in order to be a substitute out here, you know, in L.A. I was thinking about it, but it's just too much work where I need a job, like, today. So
well, you know, sometimes today may not be the right day for a job. And while you're looking for a job today, you can also take a look at maybe what it would take for you to work with children in the capacity that you want. Remember, you're still kind of figuring this out. So, you know, everything is available to you. Don't count anything out. Who says that you can't do it today? Yeah. So don't lock yourself out.
I'll keep searching. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 857? Okay, we'll come back to 857 because we can't hear them. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 96. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
916?
916.
Hi, Ms. Lou. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Keitha calling from California.
Okay, greetings to you, Keitha, from California.
Greetings. I actually, let's see, some of my questions, every time I listen in, you know, callers before me and after me, a lot of the same issues and concerns that they bring up also resonate with me in my situation. So it's always cool, you know, to kind of get different perspectives and stuff answered beforehand, you know, before I get the chance to speak to you. So just going to mention that. So I'm calling. I'm super nervous. I'm always nervous when Blue, excuse me. But I emailed you regarding a new venture. I got a reading not too long ago, and I followed up with you regarding, you know, explaining how things are working out. But I'm still, I guess, unsure of my path. I'm at a crossroad, and I don't know what the next step is. I just kind of need some guidance. Yeah, the questions that I kind of heard earlier that I would like to be answered similar were my energy, which is probably kind of scattered right now because I got some nerves going on. And then the other thing was regarding my business. I don't know if you recall getting the email about that.
Tell me the question because I'm in zone mode, and we can go from there. I know you want me to take a look at your energy, and I know you want to talk about your business and kind of where you are and where we want to go next, where you want to move next when it comes to that. So let's take a look at your energy. A lot of energy coming out of the portal of communication, your throat chakra. In that particular area, because remember, this portal is not just about verbal communication, which you have beautiful verbal communication. That is it. But there's also background chatter. It's a lot of background communication going on. And this is where a lot of the confusion is coming in. But I want to talk to you about something that's a little closer to your heart, and maybe this will kind of bleed into the question about your business. What are you afraid of? I'm picking up a lot of fear from you, that you have a fear and it goes into the future. So talk to me about what are you afraid of?
I think ultimately, I guess I'm afraid of not being received well, and just kind of, I guess, taking like action. Fear of failure, I think ultimately that's what it comes down to, and, you know, it not working out in my favor, so.
And I noticed that, and I want you to just notice this, and thank you for that. Notice how you had to clear your throat when you said that, because that's the energy trying to bring itself out, even though you kind of edited it as it came out, and you kind of put it in there, but I want you to be aware of that, not, you know, behoo us to be aware, but I want you to be aware so you can understand this. And you said your greatest fear is about fear of failure or not being received well. Well, I want you to know that that's what's driving you now. That's not a good person to have in the driver's seat.
Fear? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Fear is driving me?
Yeah, that's what's driving you, especially when it comes to your business. So you're trying to do absolutely everything in your power to ensure you don't fail, and that, in a sense, is why you're failing.
Yeah, it's kind of holding, like I haven't done anything really. I have all these big ideas, expectations kind of in my brain,
right.
and I don't.
You don't do
them.
You don't act on them because it's a fear.
The other situation, my concern is I was actually contemplating putting the venture off because I didn't feel like I connected with the people that I initially, that started the project with.
Okay.
So I would have to wait 12 months in before I can enroll with other people and start brand new with people that I feel like I related to that were on the same, page as me.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned, it didn't matter where I was. It's all up to me.
It is up to you. Because what's going to happen, see, now you're putting your success based on this new group. What happens if you get with that new group and you can't connect with them? Now what? You going to find another group and just keep finding another group, keep finding another group? It has nothing to do with them. Is that going to make you feel more comfortable? I get it. Yeah, it makes you feel more comfortable for what it's worth, because when you're out doing your business, they are not there with you.
I understand what you're saying. I guess initially, until you understand the business, you work with people, your team, and you become like a family.
Let me tell you something. Every business works that way. If you get a job at McDonald's right now, they don't put your ass on fries by yourself. They put the fry person who's been doing the fries, and you work side by side with the fry master until you learn how to do it yourself. So every business works that way. I don't care if you're on fries. I don't care if you're a nurse. I don't care what you do. You are not going in somewhere in a business and working by yourself. That is the component for everything.
Okay, well, what if I can't stand the fry person? And I don't relate to the fry person.
Right,
I don't
but you're not there for the fry person. You're not there for them. You're not there for the fry person. You get the information that the fry person is telling you, you take it, you apply it, and then your ass make your fries when it's time for you to do it yourself the best way you can. You're not there for the fry person. You didn't come to that job because you love the fry person. You can't tell me that you haven't been in school and didn't have a professor you couldn't stand or a teacher you couldn't stand or worked on the job and it was somebody that you didn't like.
Mm-hmm. It just makes it that much more challenging and things that have to overcome so much.
What are you
overcoming?
You're not overcoming. If you were with a group who loved you to death, at the end of the day, they going to tell you, just like you getting your paper, I'm out here getting mine, and you better go for what you know. What you think they're going to do? Don't let someone sell you a dream. Don't let people sell you a dream. Because before you even started this business, you were sold a dream. Now you're still looking for the dream. The only part of the dream they didn't tell you is that you're the only one that can make the shit come true. Nobody else. Mm-hmm. You got a year till you can go and work with this other group. then you have a choice. Either A, just don't do the damn business until you feel you have the right people to offer you the support that you need, or B, you go and you get what you need from who's giving it to you, and then you still communicate with the people in the other group so you can understand and learn. But at the end of the day, the reason it is not working is because of you. And if till you change that view and have more of a positive view and start investing your dream in you and stop giving it away to other people, you're not going to be successful. I don't give a damn what kind of group you have. If you handpicked your group, it is not going to work for you.
Sheesh.
That's what you got to get. Yes. You are the dream. No one is more powerful in your dream than you. How could anybody be more powerful than you? You're the dream. So they forgot to tell you that. So you went there with the expectations of sitting in this group thinking they all were going to support your dream. No. No. You're the dream. And when you get with this other group, I get it. Working with people who are nicer, who have better energy, that understand where you're coming from, having a like mind, that is important. I don't want to dismiss that. But at the end of the day, you got to live your own dream. And if you want to put your dream on hold for 12 months and hope, because it is a hope, that when you get with these other people, they're going to do what they say, that's a dangerous way to live with your own dream.
I understand.
Tell me what you understand, because I want to make sure you truly, truly understand.
I hear everything you're saying. It's just hard to, I guess, you know, it's the truth, so it's hard to take in. But ultimately, it doesn't matter where, who I'm with, what I'm doing. It's up to me. I have to make it happen, regardless of the situation, the circumstances.
No, that's not what I'm telling you. How about you don't even have to make this shit happen? How about you can go find a whole nother dream if you want to? That's what I'm telling you. What are you afraid of?
When you say it like that, I don't think I have an answer for that one.
You need to get an answer. You need to get an answer for that. That's important, because if you chasing a dream that is making you miserable, it is not making you happy, and you're not successful, you need to find another damn dream. That's a nightmare. That's not a dream. I just do not want you to wait a whole year to only be back in the same situation thinking that this other group is going to do something for you that maybe they can't do. Nobody can live your dream for you. Nobody. And I understand what it feels like. Who do I understand what it feels like to work with difficult people? But never let anyone or anything stop you from your dream.
Mm-hmm.
How could somebody you don't get along with stop you from living your dream? That is not possible. It doesn't belong to them. They don't own it. You do. Have some positive expectations and start to trust yourself. Just like you trust in this other group and you're willing to wait for 12 months, trust yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
That you can do what you need to do for you. It's your dream. And at the end of the day, you can always get another one. So that's what I got to say. That's what I got to say. Yeah. You've been through much tougher things. Don't let this morph itself into something that it doesn't need to be.
I think it has, and I'm kind of coming out of blame and being a victim, yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You got it. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. The other question was, I'm sorry. When you mentioned the chatter in my throat chakra, I wasn't clear on that.
Mm-hmm. The chatter is the communication. What your mind is telling you, the player hater we all have inside of us, that's what's holding you back. That's communication. That's the chatter.
And how do I guess, quiet the chatter?
You quiet the chatter by speaking your truth and facing your fears. And that big fear may be that, hey, I really wanted to do this business. It's just not working out for me. You quiet the chatter. Maybe you need to take a break away from it until the 12 months and then try to do it again once you get with the other group that you say will be much more supportive for you and a better match for you. That's how you clear the chatter.
Okay.
There you go, and you'll stop clearing your throat. That's all of that's your throat chakra. Not speaking your truth, not expressing yourself, what's truly in your heart, not living your dream, not saying it, not your communication. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I just can't come up with like a clear consensus. You know what I mean? Like it's not one minute I feel one way, the next minute I feel another way. You know, so it's not.
All you have to do is look at the facts. Just look at them. Look at what you're doing. Look at how you feel. Look at what's going on. You're an intelligent sister. What do you mean you can't come up with a clear consensus? One minute you want to do it, one minute you don't. You can't be grounded enough to say your truth and stand on that? Certainly, you're not telling me that because the profession you work in, I know you got to make decisions and you can't keep going back and forth. It will cost somebody their life.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me that you can't come up with a clear consensus. Oh, yes, you can. I want you to go find the monster that's holding you hostage to this business because somewhere you made a promise that you know right now is difficult for you to keep. Always give yourself permission to change your mind. You'll get clear. You'll get clear. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. All right?
Okay. Yes, Ms. Blue, thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 317, we'll go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm on the line with you. 646. Yes, I was already on the line with you, Ms. Wu.
Okay. All right. Hold the line for me. And press 1 so you can take your hand down for me. It looks like someone's calling in from Skype. BNNA?
Hi.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Anna.
Greetings, Anna. Where are you calling from?
From Manhattan.
Okay. Greetings, Anna, from Manhattan.
Greetings to you back. Mm-hmm. My question is, do you see me rekindling with meth?
Do I see you rekindling with who?
Matt.
Matt. Anna, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. One of the things I want you to know, and maybe you're kind of new, but for me, when I do readings, I don't believe that we're free-falling. And I'm going to answer your question here about Matt, but I want you to tell me, what's going on with you? What do you mean rekindling with Matt? Who's Matt? Is that your boyfriend?
Well, we separated, and so what's going on with me is that I miss him, and that's it.
What's going on with you is that you miss him, and that's it. So nothing else. You guys are separated and you just miss him. I don't think that's a reason to rekindle with somebody just because you miss them.
Okay. Yeah.
And I also see, Matt, you and Matt are in a long-distance relationship?
No. He lives in this town.
How far away does he live from you?
60 blocks.
Interesting. Really?
Yeah.
And you miss him. Why don't you just pick up the phone and call him?
Because we broke up. I don't know if he wants any contact right now.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you and Matt been together?
3 months.
Real interesting. You've been together 3 months and you miss him and you guys broke up. I say call him. Call him and talk to him. Because one of the things is people have free will. You know what free will is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we get to use our free will and do things that we want to do and what we don't want to do. And so I would say just pick up the phone if you miss him. And tell him that you miss him.
Okay.
I don't know why I see Matt a lot further away than 6 blocks.
No, it's not six. It's 60.
Oh, you counted the blocks.
No.
So it's, how do you know? How
I don't
do you know?
It's approximately 60 blocks because he lived 60 blocks and I lived all the way downtown. So it's like 0 to 60. You know what I mean?
Oh, so he
it's
lives
not
on 60.
South County.
He lives on 60th Street.
Yeah. It's probably more than 60 blocks, but it's around there.
Yeah. I say if you miss him, call him. You certainly didn't need to hold the line to find that out. You're a pretty intelligent young woman. You know if you miss him,
I don't want to call him. I don't want to call him because the last time, which was about 2 months ago, I asked him if he wanted to go to the movies. I texted him. He didn't even respond until the next day that he was doing okay or something. Or no, 2 days later.
And how long have you guys been going out again?
3 months.
But he didn't answer you 2 months ago.
No, he answered me 2 days later.
And you still kept going out with him because that was 2 months ago and y'all been together for 3 months, so that would have meant that you guys have still been together after that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should spend some time to get to know yourself and really figure out what it is that you truly want and how you want to be treated.
Yeah, I know how I want to be treated.
No, I don't think you do. I think you need to spend some time and really get to know who you are and figure out how you want to be treated. And here's some advice. Texting is not a conversation. So if you text him and he didn't answer till 2 days later, maybe you should pick up the phone. And so the time that you're actually talking to me, you could be talking to your Matt that lives 60 blocks away. All right? So peace and love to you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us where you're calling from and who you're calling from, where who you are and where you're calling from. 843. Ooh, smoke detector going off. 843. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller calling in area code 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Your call's breaking up. 615?
Yes, can you hear me?
I cannot.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Yes, this is Trina. I'm calling from, I'm calling from California. I have a Tennessee number. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Can you take it off the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, now. Is that
okay.
Better?
That is better.
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. goodness. Let's see. I have so many questions, but I'll narrow it down. I wanted to know if you could give me any information about my spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
That's one question. And then the other question, I am kind of in limbo right now as far as the whole job thing is going. And I had a reading with you a couple of years ago, and we talked about these lucid dreams that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly continued. And I have a couple of business ideas, and I wanted to know if maybe the reason why, I'm thinking that the reason why this job situation is not panning out right now is because I really should be going more towards this business idea that I have.
Okay, okay. We can take a look.
Okay.
A look at that. One of the things I want to say to you is that you do have right now five spirit guides that are around you. They are five spirit guides that are around you. Yeah. And you have an archway that's open as well. So that just means whenever that archway is open or I see that opening, is that your spirit guides are really, really here to kind of offer you extra assistance. Of course, they're not here to make decisions for us or do any of that, but they are here to help support you in that. Now, as far as your business is concerned, tell me why I see sandals.
Sandal?
Like a sandal, like on a beach, a sandal, I guess.
Really? Hmm. Well, that's one of my passions is to eventually live, you know, near a beach.
Beach, okay.
And I will have the opportunity in about 2 more weeks to move with my sister
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I am definitely seeing sand and some sandals and the beach and
lots I love
of sunshine, it. Lots of beautiful sunshine. So that definitely is a very, very beautiful sign. So tell me more about you and work and what you're trying to do in your business.
I have been teaching. In fact, when I had the reading with you, I was getting my master's in Africana Studies.
Oh,
well,
really?
I finished my master's.
Congratulations. One day
I
may finish mine.
Thank you. And I was and then I taught for 2 years.
Okay.
In Africana Studies, and I just felt more compelled to do something else. So the business basically incorporates taking people to various ancestral sites and,
okay.
you know, taking them to various lectures. And it seems like there's so many people now that are becoming more aware of their
mm-hmm.
history or becoming more interested in their history.
Mm-hmm.
And there just doesn't really seem to be a lot of outlets for them to do that cost-effectively. You know, like there are people who
right.
take tours over to the continent, and, you know, it's thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Really can't. Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Mm-hmm. Are you there? I don't think we can hear the sister. I don't know if it's on my end or her end. Are you still there? Okay. Well, I want you to hold the line. Oh, her call dropped. Okay, so that's what's going on. All right. Well, two things I want to say, because hopefully you'll get this and you can download it. I think that's a wonderful idea for you to begin to work on. And, you know, I think it's a great idea. You definitely have the background. It's a lot of brothers and sisters in the conscious community that are doing things in many different cities and states. And I say definitely go for it. One of the reasons you may be having a hard time finding a job is because there are some things that do need to get in place first. I see you moving, and I think that that's going to be very beautiful energy for you on the beach and the sand and to be there in California. I say definitely go for it with your sister. Let's see. I think she called back in. Let's see. Did she get back in? Did you get back in? Yes.
Yes, I did.
Okay, beautiful.
I have very poor reception here.
Okay,
sorry.
Well,
hear a lot of what you said.
Yeah, I was going to say, you definitely, you definitely can go back and download, and you'll be able to hear everything that I said there as far as, but I think it'll be beautiful.
Okay.
The opportunity to go out there with your teacher, with your sister, it's going to be wonderful for you. I think you're going to find some teaching things that open up for you, but it's going to be more in a way where you can explore a lot of these other things that you want to do. Matter of fact, I even see you teaching at the university level. So, yeah, I even see you teaching kind of at the university level and even taking some of the students on some of these trips as well. So, you know, let me know how that goes, because I definitely see the sand and the beach and the sandals and
wonderful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weather. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, yes. Likewise. Email me. Let me know how it goes. I'm very excited for you. Yes, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Peace and blessings to you.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, you guys. You know, we have a busy weekend. Self-invested this weekend. Brother Bilal is going to be doing his thing. We're going to be taking Astro Walk around the Zodiac with God. And we're going to continue that. It's going to be part two. So everybody's going to be in the house. We'll be doing that. And then, of course, we'll be right back here on Sunday night. I do want to invite you to download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it on Facebook. Love it on Twitter. I see you guys over there on Twitter. I see the sister over there on Twitter. Queen Mystic, loving it over there on Twitter. Thank you for all of that love. And also to all of you out there. So peace and blessings and much love, warm spirit to all of you guys all over the world. I love you guys, and we'll talk soon. So download. Much love to you guys. See you in Self-Invested on Sunday. And don't forget, reach out to the Forgotten Foods. See you guys back on Sunday. We'll have a great share again then while listening to the remix. So enjoy the weekend, you guys. After all, we're in the new year. So peace and love, peace and love, peace and love, peace and love. Yeah, yeah.